Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military spouse real estate experts to powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network helps connect military families with local military real estate experts all over the country. If you're considering buying or selling a home, connect with Mill Housing Network online at millhousingnetwork.com or pop us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/millhousingnetwork. So let's dive into today's episode. Today, we're featuring a guest who is a Mill Housing Network real estate agent, Sandra. Miss Sandra is a fellow military spouse.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So Miss Sandra is a realtor, and she's part of our network there in the San Diego area. Sandra is also part of the ALC team in San Diego, part of Keller Williams. Did I get that right, Sandra?
That is correct. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, so Sandra, welcome to Mill Housing Nation. And thank you for being
thank
a guest
so
today.
Much.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Bye. Yeah, we're excited. I'm excited to jump into the San Diego market trends because your market is nuts.
It's on fire out here. Absolutely. Absolutely on fire. And especially, you know, since we have so many military here, you know, so many bases here. I mean, it's just people come and go all the time. It's just the nature of San Diego in general. So, you know, based on that. So, and then who doesn't want to be here? It's sunny. It's warm. You can go to the beach every day. I'm a little scratchy in my voice because we actually had rain here for 2 days. So, you know, we're under the weather now.
Well, sign me up. Well, let's get started, Miss Sandra. And before we jump in, I want to learn more about your personal journey. So, Miss Sandra, you were previously a military spouse. How did military life impact your career?
So I've actually been so blessed that we were able to stay out here in San Diego since I started my real estate career. So I've been here all along. So I haven't had that effect on mine that I had to, you know, move or, you know, take another license in a different state. But I know many people that have, and they seem to be really successful. It's definitely something you can take with you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I think, you know, for all of us military spouses, I've PCS'd a billion times. We're semi-jealous and jealous that you were based in San Diego. So we know the market out there is on fire. And from what I hear, they're going to be moving a ton of Navy families over the next couple of years. What are some trends that you're seeing in the housing market in San Diego?
So what we're seeing is, like I said, I mentioned, I mean, we're seeing people come and go all the time, right? So military, I mean, I highly recommend them to buy because by the time you're leaving in, you know, 3 to 5 years, you're going to have some equity in there. So that's what we're seeing. I mean, buy within your means, buy, you know, what the military can, you can afford, right? With your 100% rather than giving the money away because the rents are increasing. The rents are higher than what you're going to be paying to own.
Wow.
That's pretty much what we're seeing. Yeah.
Wow. So how does a military family, I know, so a lot of markets, we're in a seller's market. Is the San Diego market in a seller's market or are we in a buyer's market?
No, we're still in a seller's market. We're almost kind of at a balance. The lower price points are absolutely flying off the shelf still. We've seen some price reductions, but I don't think that has anything to do with the market per se. I think it's more the low inventory that, you know, agents are overpricing it. And, I mean, you only need one buyer, right? So that's what we're seeing, some price adjustments. But, yeah, no, it's still really, really hot. But if you work with, you know, us, the Millhouse agents, we absolutely know how to get a VA offer accepted, right? A lot of military love selling to other military. So just, you know, pulling on those heartstrings, it does help.
Yeah, well, and that totally makes sense. And I think to highlight what Sandra said, it's so key to work with an agent that knows the market, that knows how to get a home for a military family, that knows how to work with the VA. And that's exactly what amazing agents like Sandra do as a part of the Mill Housing Network, which is super exciting. So I'm We're thankful to have you on our within our network, Ms. Sandra.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm proud to be a part of it. Absolutely.
Aw. Okay, so with so many military installations in San Diego, are you seeing an uptick, or can you predict any trends that you see for military families moving to San Diego? Because I heard nasty rumors. I don't know if this is a nasty rumor because it's San Diego, let's be honest, that they were going to be moving a lot of families, Navy families from Norfolk out to San Diego. Are you tracking any of those trends?
I haven't. I actually, that's something I missed. I don't know why I haven't heard that one, but that's, we're probably getting even less housing out here. that one, yeah, I don't know. Increasing military families, they are building. They're not building as fast as people are coming in. And if we're seeing that upswing, I don't know. I know the reason we actually stayed here is because they closed down something over on the East Coast. In Virginia. So that's where we got to stay here at that time. So yeah, they're probably consolidating then, but we have so many bases out here too. So housing, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. Cause I know in some markets like the Colorado Springs market, there's only about enough inventory to serve the demand for 15 days.
Wow.
So it's,
we have a little more than that, but yeah, not much. I mean, we're probably around, double that maybe.
Okay.
About a month.
Okay.
Like 4 to 5 weeks. Yeah.
And that's pretty competitive.
Certain price points. Yeah. Certain price points though are just, yeah. There you're probably looking at days.
Yeah. Right. Understandable.
But we don't want to discourage people. You know, I just, there is a home there for you. We do a lot of off market networking too and finding homes, you know, within our company, as you know, like, that's the biggest part where we can find homes and get the opportunity before everybody else does.
Well,
so that's another part.
And I think you highlight that collaborative spirit within Keller Williams, which is a great segue into our next question. So I had mentioned in your intro that you're part of the ALC. And for those of the listeners that don't know what ALC is, it's Agent Leadership Council run by Keller Williams. Sandra, can you tell us more about what that's like and what that means to you?
Yeah, sure. So actually, I can give you, well, let's talk about it from the basics, right? So it means I'm in the top 20%, at least in my office. We have 300 agents in my office alone. You have to be elected for this position. And it means that we're part of running the office and looking out for the agent's best interests. So I am the culture chair, which means I have a committee and we are doing a red day, which is, the fundraising that we do once a day or once a year. All offices all around the country closes down, and we're actually supporting Just in Time for Foster Youth this year, which is the cause that we chose for our office. So, yeah, it's all about culture. I mean, that's how we run our businesses, right? It's God, family, business.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about helping others, coming from a place of contribution. So it's so much more than just selling houses. And that's how I run my business and building my relationships with. That's why I have some of the military clients, right? Because they know somebody that knows somebody, and, we trust each other and building those relationships. So it's huge for me to be part of that and be able to give back to everybody in my office, agents, teaching, and also to my clients.
That's awesome. Well, and I love that about the Keller Williams culture, because I think that resonates so well with military families, because within the military community, we're all about giving back. Obviously, the reason why most people serve is for service. And
absolutely.
So, yeah. And I think that's
great.
A lot of sacrifices
are being made, for sure.
Yes. Let's all be honest. Yes. We're not doing it because we want to get rich. We're doing it because we have a higher calling.
There you go. Yes. That sums it up, right?
Yep.
I think that's right on target.
So obviously, you're very passionate about real estate. What would you say to a military spouse looking to break into the industry?
Yes, I would say just do it.
Okay.
I mean, don't fret. Like you said, you don't fret that you're going to be moving. You know, I'm only going to be here for whatever, 3 years or whatever else. Just go for it. Just, get your license. That's the easy part. Then the hard work starts.
Mm-hmm.
So especially being in the military, I mean, you're going to meet people all the time that are going to be moving and leaving and whatnot. So, I mean, it was a great segue for me that my career took off so quickly that I had so many military, people that trusted you. I had people just emailing me saying, hey, you helped so-and-so, can you help me? I'm like, I would love to. You get a phone call or, you know, just a text, and you already have that trust, you know, being a military spouse. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely think that they should just go for it.
Well, I think that's great advice. I think my favorite quote of all times is a Maxwell quote, do it now, do it afraid. And it's so true. None of us really know what's going to happen. And all of us are scared when you first get into the industry. But you just do it, just like we do when every time we PCS. You just do it.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, you don't really have a choice, right? And sometimes the timeline, you know, you get a week, right? 2 weeks, you're going. So it's, yeah. And for this, just do it, right? Even if you sell a couple of houses a year, you know, you get to do something. I mean, I know a lot of spouses, just because they move so often, they don't feel like they can have a job or have something or, you know, really set down roots. And that's just part of the lifestyle too, right? Mm-hmm. But this is something you can take with you. You can have that knowledge. I mean, everybody lives somewhere, right? So there's going to be houses sold all over the country,
yep.
Even around the world. I mean, Keller Williams is worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So we have offices worldwide.
Well, and I love that because it's so true. And I think that was the reason why we founded the network, was that real estate is really something that you can take anywhere you go. And it's such a perfect fit for military families. And let's be honest about it. There's other careers within the real estate industry that don't have to do even with selling, because you need transaction coordinators, stagers, photographers.
Yeah.
There's so many different careers that a military
spouse
can get.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, you're a mama.
How do you
How do you balance being mama and a realtor? Because obviously that's got to be a little crazy. And I will say that I don't even do it well. So how do you do it?
Well, hey, you know what? Well, who judges if it's done well, right?
I mean, thanks, Sandra.
My kids are fed, showered, right? Get to school on time. And my clients, I mean, if anything, you know, I tell my clients, you know, I am a mom, right? I do have kids, and it's just kind of, it's a package deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is no balance, I wouldn't say. At least I haven't found it, but I'm super passionate about what I'm doing. So it's not really a job, you know what I mean? I know sometimes my kids are like, Mom, you're always on the phone. So I do try to be better with that and say, mm-hmm. you know, now I'm not going to be available for 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot to a lot of people, but if you're in real estate, 4 hours is a long time to put away your phone.
It is. It's a lifetime.
Yes. I did it yesterday. It was pretty, it felt good.
Good. Good. And I think you hit on a key. It's not about the amount of time that you spend. I think it's about spending quality time and being present.
Absolutely.
And I know that's something that's really difficult being in real estate, because you always want to be available for your clients. However,
yeah.
I think if we all understand that there does need to be a balance between work and mom time, because we want to raise strong and healthy children, that it is
Absolutely.
Okay that you're unavailable for 4 hours.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, your kids are only little ones, right? Mine are 9 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
They're not super little, so they can, you know, take care of themselves. But also they are more aware, right, that
mm-hmm.
if I'm not fully present.
Well, and I think even my four-year-old will hold me accountable. He'll say, Mommy, you know, get off your phone. And it's like, okay, you want to talk about feeling mom guilt.
Yeah, there you go. Well, mine knows. We're going to Disneyland next time we have a good closing here. That's next on our, you know, rewards list. So
good. Well, and I think that's important. You gotta give back when you can, and I think that's the beauty about real estate. It affords you those luxuries.
Yeah, it does.
Well, Ms. Sandra, if our listeners want to get connected to you and work with you, where can they go to get more information about Ms. Sandra?
So on Facebook, you can find me. It's Sandra Lofgren, Realtor at Keller Williams.
Okay.
And then they can give me a call. It's 619-850-8328. And also my website is realtybysandra.com. And the same email, realtybysandra@gmail.com. So I would love the opportunity to speak to anybody that's coming to San Diego and interested in becoming a realtor, or if they're looking to buy or sell a house.
Yes. Awesome. Well, and when you work with Sandra and you work through our network, know that every closing that Sandra closes with you, that we give back a proceeds, we give back in our proceeds directly into the military spouse community by creating jobs for military spouses all over. So when you work with us, you do good.
Yes, for sure.
Yay. So Sandra, it's been a pleasure. If you'd like to connect with Sandra again, you can do so directly through her, or you can visit us online at millhousingnetwork.com. Click on our podcast and look for Sandra's episode. And while you're on the podcast page, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes. Opt in to work with one of our amazing realtors like Sandra, because we have them all over the country, 400 realtors strong so far. Or fill out our contact form to be a guest on our upcoming podcast. And while you're on our podcast page, don't forget to sign up for the weekly alerts, because you're going to want to stay in the know when it comes to PCS time. I'm your host, Miss Lindsay Litton. Thank you so much for listening, and join us next time as we interview even more PCS pros. For more upcoming information on interviews, visit us online at millhousingnetwork.com. And that's all we have today with Miss Sandra. So, Sandra, we want to send you a warm Millhousing Nation thank you for spending your morning with us and for being our first call-in guest.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. I appreciate you guys, and thank you for everything that you do.
Awesome. Thank you, Sandra, for being part of our network. We really appreciate you.
Have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.